Ksubis, per Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Ezu Boishis. How do we shatz up? We just got finished saying that there's a mechayiv of, besides for the mechayiv of Oynis, there's also a mechayiv of Boishis of Gam. We said there's three chiyuvim. Oynis, Boishis of Gam, by Mefata. The noise of Allah by Oynis, that is also tsar, that tsarid de gufa you don't have by Mefuta. What's Boishis? How do you shatz up Boishis? Also in the regular busha, which is in Perkachoyv and Bava Kama. This is Machalik Sushan, we'd rather had to touch this up. If this Naira, who's a Isha Chashuva, is assaulted by somebody who's Bozer Ad Ma'oid, maybe that creates more of a busha. Some Sushan, all the way. That's the way the Ran says. Maybe Vidas Haramam, others Taina. Torah sounds this way, maybe also Bidasa Rambam, that when somebody is choshuv, their busha is more. Rashi says something else. Rashi says that Adam Benini, a regular person, is bushasim meruba. If somebody is on a higher pedestal, or somebody is in a lower strata, where they're in a more busha dika segment of society, their busha is, they're not part of society so much. So their busha is less. Adam Benini, their busha is more. You could learn either that it's the Mevayish and the Mizbayish is the Beni as opposed to the more Mechubid, less Mechubid, or that more Mechubid has more Busha, or that less Mechubid creates more Busha. Those are the possibilities. Pigam. Roy noise kilu hishivchenim keres, kama is yofa v'kama hi yofa. We look at her in terms of devaluation, like you have in the Mishnah in Baba Kama, there, if somebody had his hand chopped off, there's the Boishitz. And there's also the Nezik, Kama Hoya Nimka Bashuk. Now that's Mavur, that the only way to shut up the value of a human being, ain't Dom Leben Chon, so the only way to shut up the value of a human being is only Biyachas to devaluation as an Evid. L'chor Biyachas to a Shivcha is no difference if she's a Ba'ula or B'sula. L'chor, the difference would be Klapi marrying her, the Dmei Ksuba, and who would marry her, how eligible she is for Shiduchim. But Kama hi Timkeres, Nimkeres Bashuk. So the Gemara says, Ipsin Tazantazach, that it's how much would he buy an Evid that's a B'sula to marry off to his Evid as opposed to marrying an Evid that's a Ba'ula. L'chor, not that much. Not that much of a difference. Knas. Shova b'choladim. That's part of the definition of knas, is always that shova. It's not a value. Boishis uvgam, this discussion of Boishis uvgam might be knosis, but it's not the knas that we were talking about earlier. The knas is over here, is a dover kotzum, and that's shova b'choladim. B'chol sheyesh lekitzvim in atayra, like we just said, shova b'choladim, that has a halacha of knas. Mishnah ches. Kol mokum sheyesh mecher, ein knas. The mokum over here that we're referring to is the time and the state of the naira in question. In a situation where she's not eligible, where she's eligible to be sold, then is that a father could sell his daughter for a shivcha. If the father has a schus mechira in her, then ain't knas. B'chol mokum sheyesh knas, if the father has a din to get the knas, then by definition ain't mecher. What does that mean? Mishnah explains. Ketano, the Torah talks about a naira psula shelo yiroso. What about a ketano? Doesn't say. So rechtzizogin, this is what this Mishnah holds. The shita Reb Meir, the Gemara grada paschalat rachomim in a braisa, they don't hold this way. The naira in the Torah is not coming lafuke ketano. But Reb Meir holds yes. That when the Torah says naira psula means a naira, ketano has it in the father could sell her. When she's a naira, she's yotso. From the father's reshus, the gabi selling her, she's still in the father's reshus, the gabi marrying her off, which is why her boishes gam knas go to the father because he has the schus to marry her off the manuv lomu kashchin. She'd be a beula by even where it's taka paygim. So he has those schusim, but he can't sell her. So the din is by a ketana sheyesh lo mecher, she doesn't have knas. By a naira sheyesh lo knas ain lo mecher. By geres. But again, it's already completely yotzim reshus of the father, not legabi ma'isya daim, and not legabi marrying a roof, and not legabi boish of gam, or anything else. So the halacha is in lo loybet mecher v'lo knas. The halacha that she's not in the father's reshus legabi knas, that's upgrade. She's not in the father's reshus at all. But more than that, we had yisoimim before that have knas, and the knas go to, even if they would theoretically would be the age where it would go to the father. Now they're in their own rishus, the knas goes to them. So why by begeris not? That's the gzeres hakosav. The Gemara understands that naira definitely refers to not a begeris. Now this needs a little bit hesber, because the word naira, like we said, naira psula, if we hold l'didan, that we don't pass in like the Mishnah, we hold the naira psula is not lafuke ktanu. So maybe it's not lafuke begeris. If the Gemara understands that, yeah, the Gemara explains why. Naira doesn't mean necessarily not a ktana. Ktana does have knas, goes to the father. Begeris doesn't have knas. There's another reason also. We had in the sugya of Pesach Pasuach that there's no tainus loimotzosi lebitcho psulim by a begeris. By a begeris, the psuleo is kolin, and there's no such tainus. We'll just point out what the Rishonim say, that the fact that there's no din out kolu psuleo, or it's exeris hakosuv, is only on the knas, the dover kotzev of chamishim kotzev. But on boishes of gamut tsar, that's still there. Even by begeris, that's regular mazik. That din is not part of the special gzeres hakosuv. So that din avada she would still have. This last point is akdama to mishnah test. We'll learn it together with the previous two mishnayos because it's one inyan. Hoimer pitisi esbitish shoploni. Somebody is moided to bezdin that he was mefata so and so's daughter. So mishalim boishes of gamal pi atzmoi. His hoido will be mechayiv, and bezin will force him to pay the boishet of gam. Ve'enim mishalim knas. He will not pay the knas. Bir advar. The Gemara learns out gzeis hakosuv asher yashiun elikim. This is gzeis hakosuv grada that's not written in the parasha of Einis u'mefata. It's gzeis hakosuv in the parasha of Kefel, where a person is chayiv for stealing something. Look at the next case in the Mishnah. Ha'imer gonavti. You notice that the v'tavachti u'mecharti over here is in parentheses because he doesn't have to say that. The case of gonavti includes two chiyuvim as well, geneva and kefil. Tavachti u'mecharti is also true insofar as dal v'he is concerned. The shal is whether to be goyusin or not. So the halacha is that al piatzmoy, based on his oidos baldin, bezel will be mechayvim pay the keren, not the kefil and the dal v'he. The pasuk is Hashem Yashun Elikim Yishalim Shnayim. When Elikim refers to Bezn is Mechayivim, that's when it can be Chayiv Knas. Kefil Dalvehe is not the moment. We explained the Mishnayis before. Kefil Dalvehe are Chiyuvim that are created later on. If Bezn was Mekabel Edus and they know that the Maisa Geneva took place, Bezn creates with their Psak Din, Bishas Hamoda Bedin, they create the Chiyuv. And that chiyuv can only be created based on Kabbalah's Edim and Yediyas HaBezn. Now, Yedos Baldin, Ladafka, it's cool that we know it with the same definition. Zedin, Yedos Baldin, so he can be Mechayiv himself. But that din does not have the koyach to create a chiyuv on Knas. Again, the moment just means you are Chayiv. So the Bezdin just has to weigh in on an existing chiyuv. But for the Bezdin to create a chiyuv, Asher Yashir Elikim Bezdin creates the Yashir Yishalim Shnoim. That is only based on Eidim and Dos Baldin. This Hezb is a Hezb the way that Achrenim say it, notably Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in several places. It explains the din of Moide B'Knas as Potter. There's a secondary din, which the Machloikis, but we paskin, that Moide B'Knas, V'achar Kach Bo Eidim, even if afterwards Eidim came, and Eidim independently said that he stole. The halacha is that he's not Chayiv on the kefil, because since at the point where he became mechuyev for the gneva, he became mechuyev on the maisa gneva without a chiyev kefil because it was knas, so he already patterned himself in this maisa gneva on the kefil dal v'hei. He can't become thereafter mechuyev al yedei eden. That's called moide b'knas v'achar kach bo eden afilu hochi his potter. So the Mishnah is saying over here, it's really the same din in both cases, that there's a chil between oynis and boishes of gam. Oynis is a dover kotzov, it's knas. Boishes of gam, like we said, is moments and mishalma piatzma. The same goes by the geneva, as opposed to the kefil dal v'hei, is also a knas. It's not the momentous of the chiv itself. Now, till now, we only had one definition, working definition of what's the difference in knas and moment. We explained the lumdus of it. Moment is something that's chal in the ma'isa itself, when the ma'isa happens. Knas is something that Bezdin has to create later on. When they paskin, they create the chiv. Till then, there's no chiv. But what defines when is it moment and when is it knas? We had one definition called dovah sheyesh by kitzvah. Something which is hakor lefim, avayish, mizbayish, nezik, totally in the value of the person. But if we say that everybody has the same value, chamishim kesef, on a ma'isa oynus u'mefater, clearly the Torah is not putting it as damages for the ma'isa. The Torah is imposing a knas. The Torah is imposing an oynish. That's what we call knas. An oynish bezdin is ma'anish. It's not chal automatically. Here the Mishnah is going to add definition. We're going to have to chazer over a little bit above a kama to understand this Mishnah. The halacha is that if a shor of Reuven kills a person, the shor is a shor, and this guy, you have to kill it. If the shor got away, and Reuven shor, he didn't watch it, and it also wasn't killed. Once, twice, three times, it killed. The halacha is three times becomes a shor amud. The same way there's a difference between that shor that's mazik the first time pays chatzi nezik, palga nizko, and after three times he becomes a shor amud, he's olul, he's oimid, he's already used to being mazik, so he becomes chayv nezik sholim. The same is true that the first three times he's potter, the chiv is skillet to kill the shor, it's a shor that's a ritzeach. After three times, the bailam is chayv misa v'dei shemayim, unless he pays what's called koifer. Koifer is a machlokes whether the value is he has to redeem himself, he's chayv misa for negligence that caused death of three people. So maybe he has to pay to make mazik, or the koifer is he has to pay the value of the nizik. Vinishvi, the Gemara says that koifer kufra kaporahu. If kufra kapora, it's not knas, as din of moment, because it's something that's there, he's mechuyav misa v'shamayim, and it's not created by Bezin. It's something that he has to come to terms with, even if the Bezin doesn't paskin. So it's moment, not knas. So we're talking here, when we say hemis shori is plenty, we're talking about the hemis shori is plenty, he admitted, hoidos baldin, that on three times. So that's where he's chayiv. Or, oy shori shoplani, or he admitted that his shor was mazik shori shoplani, which is momen mazik. It's no ritzicha, but he's chayiv momen. How much momen is he chayiv? After three times, he's chayiv nezik sholim. Harezim shalom al piatzim, because that's momen. Either, like we said, the chiddush is by koifer, that even though koifer is, it could even be to me mazik, so it's clearly not your regular mechayiv of mazik, it's a koifer, it's a kapora. You see, a whole sugya makas daf beis, that if there's eidim zomim, there's no tashlume kapora, because kapora is not a regular chiyuv moment. Kapora is something only where a person has on him dinei shemayim. It's a kapora, like golus, for killing somebody. Afilo achi has din of moment. It's not the regular moment, but it has a din of moment insofar as hodos bal din is concerned. Over here, when we say a shor hamuid, that's when it's a chiyuv moment. What about the first three times, when for having your shor damage somebody else's property or killing another shor? A shor shenogach is a shor tam. So we have a machlokes in the Gemara, the end of the first parak of Bava Kama, as well by us at the end of this parak. Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yishua and Rav Papa, we have machlokes with the palga niska knoso or palga niska mamayna. Is palga niska really moment? Just the Torah had rachmonis and the Torah said, okay, you didn't expect your shor to be mazik, you only chayv half, or no. Be'etzim you should be potter. The Torah imposed slapped on you a fine. It's a knas. V'horaya, it's not the amount that you damaged. So it's a knas. The Mishnah seems to be saying that after three times, it's considered a chi choyves moment. Ememela rezim sham piatzmoy. Masha'enke, the first three times, it's a shor tam. It's palganisko knoso. So you can't be chayv al piatzmoy. Hemis shoroi avdi shoploini. If he says that his shor was memis avdi shoploini, the Torah says that for killing an eved, instead of the chi of koifer, he's chayiv a standard shloishim kosef. Enim shalma piatzme, that's knas. Even though it's the same maisa, but depending on the victim, that depends whether it's momen or knas. And the Mishnah adds another taich. Zeh klal. Here's the klal called mishalim. Yoisa mashehizik. Yeah, you have to read this kol mishalim yoyse or less. If it's chatzin nezek, you're not paying the damages. Oh, nice days, it's knas. If you're paying shloshim shekel, it could have been a tinik ben yoymoy in eved, and then the value is more. It could have been somebody who's a strong festa worker, and mamela, then the damages, the shleishim kesef, is less than the damages. It can be more or less. So this that says kol mishalem yeser is a spin-off of the idea that you have by Karen Lu'umas Kefal Dal Vehe, where you're paying more than the damages. Even though it's not a set amount, it's not a shloshim kesef, but it's more than the damages. And over here, in the second case, what we're saying is a set amount, which could be more, could be less, as opposed to something which goes together with the damages. The man da'amah holds pal geniska mamoyna, understands that if you see that there was mechayiv half, that means really the mechayiv is kefi the damages. No, the Torah dechmonis, the Torah cut it in half for first-time offenders. But really, it's the same mamon. One more important nekuda with this chilek between mamon and knas is that bizman hazeh, the Bote Dinim, the Gemara says, in Bovel, don't take for themselves the full koyach. This is a decision that Chachmei HaTorah had, Mikidmas Donah, from the times of the second base of Mikdosh, that the Chachomim, even if they were as great as the Chachomim and Eretz Yisrael, the Mevatel Daitim, they considered the only real Elikim with the full Koyach of Bezdin, Hein Legabi Einshim, and Hein Legabi other imposing Dinim, as well as imposing and Shafing a Chalois Chi of Knas. Only the Bovel, only the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael is that Koyach. The Bezdin and Bovel does not assume that that level of being a Bezdin. Only the Bezdin Eretzol has a koyach of smicha, and only the Bezdin Eretzol has a koyach of being called alekim to shaf chiyu ve'oynish. Bezdin and Bovel could dan on regular business affairs as well as regular maisa mazik. Somebody trips on the sidewalk and bangs into somebody else, that they could dan. But knas, which like we're saying, is a new mechayiv, it's a higher level mechayiv, because in oynish, that only the Bezdin Eretzol. The mele, this distinction is important for what do we dan bizman hazeh now bat edinim. What's yeah nigvis? What's not nigvis? There's a lot to say on the subject, but that's the basic idea of it. It is true that Rishonim say that even though knas is not nigvis bizman hazeh, but as ken zayin that tfisa helps on knas. This is discussed by Richus in Chosh Mishmin Siman Aleph. See the ksais and the sivus over there. That it could be that the a person could so to speak adam don din la'atzmoy. It's a mysterious concept. The person, kiviyokol, he can be the bezdin to impose his own psak of chi of knas, and he can be toifis apalganisko knoso, he can be toifis kefil, and so on and so forth. But to discuss that is beyond the scope of this share.